USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of students at USA's Student Action Summit in Tampa Bay Saturday night, once again pushing false claims of election fraud to the young crowd and perpetuating his Ukraine narrative.
Ukraine would have never happened under the Trump administration. Would have never happened. Russia would have never done what they did. They would have, and they didn't.
Authorities are looking at cryptocurrency fraud. Here is Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud, whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
A 9-year-old boy who was camping at an Iowa State park with his parents and 6-year-old sister survived a shooting that killed the rest of his family. The Iowa Department of Public Safety identified the victim as Tyler Schmidt, 42, his 42-year-old wife, Sarah Schmidt, and their 6-year-old daughter, Lula, all of Cedar Falls, Iowa. Their bodies were found in their tent early Friday at the Maquoketa Cave State Park campground about 180 miles east of Des Moines. Authorities said the suspected gunman, 23-year-old Anthony Sherman, was found dead Friday in the wooded area of the park with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And less than 24 hours after the unprecedented leak of the draft opinion that overturned Roe v. Wade, Chief Justice John Roberts ordered an investigation into the egregious breach. Since then, silence. The Supreme Court won't say whether it's still investigating. The court also won't say whether the leaker has been identified or whether anyone has been disciplined or whether an outside law firm or the FBI have been called in. The court has no comment. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Two American citizens recently died in the Donbas region of Ukraine, the State Department confirmed Saturday. In a statement, a State Department spokesperson did not provide any details about the individuals or the circumstances of their deaths, but said they are in touch with the families and providing all possible consular assistance. Out of respect to the families during this difficult time, we have nothing further to add, the spokesperson said. Asked about the condition of two Americans captured by Russian forces while fighting in the Ukraine, the spokesperson said they have been in contact with the Ukraine and Russian authorities regarding U.S. citizens who may have been captured by Russia's forces or proxies while fighting there in the Ukraine. As heat wave after heat wave and dry conditions spread across the U.S., these last few days, Weather Channel meteorologist Todd Bork tells how many of us are feeling the effects.
It's not necessarily unusual to have 90, 95, 100-degree temperatures in late July. The problem is having these temperatures day upon day on end, and the heat will be relentless once again for your Sunday. 203 million people experiencing 9 degrees or hotter for your Sunday, 137 million on Monday, and then 116 million for your Tuesday. Those temperatures died down a bit.
And it was on this day in 1982, single Eye of the Tiger by Survivor from the Rocky III soundtrack started a 6-week run at number one. It won a Grammy for Best Rock Performance. This is USA Radio News.